Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast regarding growing your business and getting past the $10 million hurdle. This is Mike Harbath with Revenue Rocket, broadcasting live and direct from my home office in Prior Lake, Minnesota. So, how do you get past the $10 million hurdle as an IT services company? We had this question a lot. There is a natural plateau, or what we call the glass ceiling, at $5 million, $10 million, probably again at about $18 million and $30 million and $50 million. And oftentimes we get asked, how the heck do we break through $10 million? A lot of companies kind of get from $5 to $10 million and then they struggle with getting past that hurdle. What we found is that most of the companies that we work with that we help break through this hurdle, and we work with them on our strategy practice. I think most of you know that we focus on growth strategy optimization and mergers and acquisitions for IT services companies. Have heard of our, hopefully have heard of our SVP model. Our SVP model stands for specialize, verticalize, and productize. And in short, specialize in a technology or a certain limited set of technologies, not every technology. Verticalize is just what it is. It's vertical, focusing on a vertical market, one that's big enough to matter, but small enough to dominate. And it just needs to be big enough to get to your growth goals. And then productize really has a lot to do with how you package your services. It's been proven many times that it's much easier for someone to conceptualize how to buy a product than a service. And I often use the house painting analogy where you don't know how good a job you're going to have until after the house is painted. And it's a little tough to, you know, return that to the store if the painters did a crappy job. They got to redo it. Likewise, there's a perception on behalf of people who buy products and services that things that are look more like a product, meaning they have a name, their package, that they're just easier to buy conceptually and thus you're more successful in selling them. So, you know, the big three, if you will, that we would recommend for breaking through $10 million are certainly, you know, you can embrace SVP. And this is the first recommendation in our big three has to do with verticalizing the business. Certainly specializing in technology and doing productization properly so you can market and all that stuff is important. But probably the biggest influencer in your ability to break through the $10 million barrier would be to expand your market and eliminate your competition. And the big lever to expand your market and eliminate your competition has to do with being a domain expert in a vertical. One in which you can, as I mentioned before, is sort of big enough to matter but small enough to dominate. And we get a lot of questions from our clients about, should we specialize in two verticals or three verticals or five verticals? Because we don't want to be saying no to our clients that are outside of the vertical or potential clients. And the reality of it is you can grow faster and much more profitably if you focus on just one vertical and you define it well in your marketing, you define it well in your processes, and more importantly, you're passionate about that market. So if you're going to verticalize your business, it can't just be, hey, we're going to verticalize on financial services because there seems to be a lot of opportunity there. And, you know, we're not too excited about it, but we're going to do it anyway. That certainly will not be as successful as focusing on a market that you have keen interest in and are passionate about because you're going to be speaking as a technology, leader, a technology expert to that vertical market. You're going to be publishing there, marketing there, speaking at conferences, provided we're ever going to do conferences again in this sort of post-COVID world. But all those things are going to occur when you're marketing to these markets, and you have to show some passion for the markets. Another logical breakthrough, if you will, or a tactic to break through $10 million is to replicate what you do in a new geography. And you certainly can take your market, and this is particularly relevant if you're in a more geographic-based business. Let's say you're focused on a managed service provider, or maybe you're a custom developer, or possibly an application implementer, like a Salesforce implementer, or a you know, ERP type implementer. You may have a general geographic focus, and you may even already have a vertical focus, but to take your team and expand them from a geographic perspective certainly opens up more market for you to expand the business and gives you more at-bats with clients. We think that that, in conjunction with a vertical expansion strategy, can certainly open up new opportunities and new doors for you. And the third that, you know, many have used that we've worked with over the years to break through the $10 million ceiling is to leverage acquisitions, begin to buy companies and grow through acquisition, ones that make sense, one where the 1 + 1 = 3, as we often talk about. You know, does the acquisition of that company scratch a particular strategy itch that you might have to expand either a geography or into a vertical or into even just more customers that align to your core value and that are aligned to your offering, or where there's an adjacency, what we call an adjacent market, where you can cross-sell and upsell each other's services into the other customer base. Generally, that's a great way to break through and grow past $10 million. Not only will you get to put the revenue and profit on the board from the company you're acquiring, but there should be certainly some of this 1 + 1 = 3 kind of a combination that we oftentimes refer to. And I think, you know, one other tip that I guess I would give you to break through $10 million has to do with being resilient and certainly being forward-leaning or forward-thinking in these times that are uncertain, particularly in this, what we'd like to say is a post-COVID pandemic kind of world where the companies that have won in other either slowdowns or retractions in the market are companies that have thought outside the box as it relates to their own growth strategy and invested and continued to invest and continued to expand and had a forward-thinking, long-term view of their investments in the marketplace. I think if you pull back on those investments during a period of tumult like we are in now, it's going to negatively impact your recovery timeline or your ability to get back into the growth mode. So with that, I think we're going to tie a ribbon on it here for this week's podcast. We wish you guys all good luck and good health as you move into the summer. If we can be of any help to you, feel free to reach out at info@revenuerocket.com. And we have a wealth of materials available on all the social sites, including YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and all the Twitter, et cetera, as well as on our website at revenuerocket.com. Take care.